This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
But I have the privilege to say, but wait, there's more. Joining us this morning, all the way from Gauteng, where it looks like it's forever grey and drizzly, it is Zanti Swanepoel. Goeiemôre, Zanti. Ons kuier lekker saam met jou vanoggend. Hoop dit gaan goed.
Goeiemôre, Brad. Nee, kyk hier, in Pretoria gaan dit goed. Ek dink net in my ganse lewe, nee. Dit voel of ek iewers op 'n eiland in 'n monsoontyd leef. Want van Desember af het dit amper nog nie opgehou reën nie. So, vandag is daar darm sonskyn, blou lig. Ons is baie dankbaar vir die reën. Ek sal nooit daaroor kla nie.
Ja, ons geniet dit. Nzanti, you've now, you know, they say you've set the bar so high when it comes to stories. Now everybody stopped what they're doing. Daai oom het ophou sy kouse aantrek en daai tannie het nou ophou roer met haar koppie. Sy luister nou, wat gaan Zanti sê? So we're looking forward to hearing what you've got.
Ach, weet jy nie, ek is so dankbaar vir stories en dat die Here met ons praat daardeur en veral met my. En ek wil vanoggend oor iets praat wat ek dink baie van die oomies en tannies wat luister, dalk, net dalk mee kan identifiseer, of dalk ken hulle iemand of hulle ouers of hulle self, ek weet nie. Maar ek het die voorreg gehad om laas week het my tannie by ons kom kuier en sy is 84 en sy gee toe vir my geskenkie. Ag, net, dit was so baie beteken, want ek was daai dogtertjie wat toe my oupa nou al goed in sy 80s was, hy is op amper 90 eers oorlede. Gies en neefies speel buitekant en swem in die swembad, dan het ek by oupa se voete gesit en oorlogstories geluister. Och, en het was my so lekker om al sy stories te luister, en dan het my so 'n penny, die van julle wat nog pennies onthou, dat my oupa vir my 'n penny gegee as ek vir hom luister, en ek hy het my niks te gegee nie, ek sou net die hele dag by sy voete gesit het. En week toe gee sy vir my hy was deel van Wêreldoorlog 1 en 2, World War 1 and 2, and he got the most beautiful medals and decorations. En ag, dit is my so mooi as ek nou, jy weet, as jy die koninklike huis sien en hulle kom uit en hulle weermag geklee, dan hulle mos daai al daai decorations op. Nou my oupa het 4 van hulle gekry vir sy tyd in die oorlog en hy het wonderlike stories met my gedeel. Maar dit het my toe nou net weer herinner, soos wat ek daaroor dink en soos wat ek dink aan al hierdie stories en ek is so spyt dat nie neer te kon skryf almal nie. Kom herinner die Here my aan iets wat my baie diep geraak het en ek wil dit net vanoggend weer met jou deel. En many things in life are caught, not taught. So mag hierdie storie vandag en hierdie waarheid diep in jou gees geanker word, sodat dit jou sal bemoedig en sodat jy sal onthou wie jou God is en wat hy vir jou beteken en dat jy nooit, nooit alleen is nie. Jy sien toe ek my oupa se pragtige medaljes en decorations gesien wat hy gekry het en dit is so mooi en het herinner my aan hierdie stories. Toe herinner die Here my aan wat met die kinders gebeur oorlog 2. Now you see, thousands of children were orphaned and left to starve during the bombing raids of World War II. Geneig om so erg te kla oor ons lewens vandag, nee, maar het ons 'n idee hoe dit moes gevoel het om in daai tyd te moes leef en 'n kind te moes wees en daar jy word wakker en is bomme en die volgende dag al by jou ouers is oorlede en jy's alleen. Ek kan net dink hoe getraumatiseer hierdie kinders moes wees. But you see, traumatized after experiencing the terror of bombings and abandonment, these children were rescued and sent to refugee camps where they received food and shelter. But even though they were once again safe and cared for, it was not unusual for them to be unable to sleep at night. They were afraid that they would wake up and find themselves homeless and hungry again. Kan jy dink, al hierdie, en hulle praat van duisende kinders wat nie in die nag kon slaap nie, as gevolg van trauma, en nie weer huis en kos gaan hê nie. Nothing the adults did seemed to reassure them, until one night someone thought to send one of the children to bed with a warm loaf of bread. It worked. Sleeping with bread, holding onto it, the children were able to fall asleep. And if they woke frightened in the night, the bread reminded them, I ate today, I will eat again tomorrow. Is it not amazing that, en hier kom hy, en ek dink ek het 'n paar jaar terug hierdie storie vertel, want dit het my net so diep geraak, en hier kom die Here en hy herinner my weer daaraan, met my oupa se storie van die Tweede Wêreldoorlog, en I was just thinking how the Lord knew that we living in cruel and a mixed up world would need him after he was gone. How we, like children sleeping with bread, would be able to hold on to him, be given peace in our uncertainty, mercy in our brokenness, and something solid to hang on to when hope was needed. Dit laat my die volgende drie verse heeltemal anders lees. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Ons het dieselfde versekering that if we cling to him, we hold on to him, we go to bed with him, that we will never go hungry again. John 6 verses 48 that says, I am the bread of life. John 6 verses 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. It is my flesh, which I will give up so that the world may have life. These three verses to me highlight Jesus' role as the source of eternal life and spiritual nourishment, contrasting with the fleeting nature of earthly food. Eating Jesus, believing and following him provides sustenance for this life and eternal life. Dit is baie so mooi want Jesus sê dit drie keer in Johannes. En drie in die Bybel staan vir completeness, perfection, divine fullness. Dit is asof ek net weet in hierdie woord belaat that I will never ever aardse kos gaan my nooit laat vol voel vir altyd nie. But if I eat of him and I go to bed knowing that he is with me, when I wake up in the night, I'm going to pay that bill. And I'm worried about my children. And I'm scared for something and I might lose my job or whatever your or my circumstances are that wakes us up at night. We have got the confidence and the knowing and the soveel treasure in that we can hold on to that warm bread because Jesus is our bread. He is life and he will make a way where there is no way. Dit het my sommer 'n bietjie anders laat kyk na Matteus 6 vers 11 vers 15 waar die Here sy disippels leer om te bid. En hy sê, "Give us this day our daily bread." Nie meer is dit net vir my voorsiening nie. But Lord, give us this day our daily bread, which is you. May we know that we have more than enough. Night, when the terrors wake us up, may we know that the fact that I ate of you today means I can still eat of you tomorrow. And I'm never alone. You will not fail me. You will not leave me. And you will not shame me. You will come through. For you are a good and a faithful Father. Mag jy vandag weet that you too can go and sleep with a warm loaf of bread, eternal bread, that was shed on a cross for you. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.